you know, let's not try and dress it up. We were well beaten, and well beaten within 50 minutes. We can't cope with that intensity. I thought Quinns were excellent for 40, 50 minutes. The pace, the offload game, we didn't have an answer. We couldn't get it under control. And ultimately, when you're under that much stress and that much duress, in something's going to give, and then you put it down to 14, and you know, it just gets harder and harder. I think second half, we showed an awful lot of courage. Jeez, we worked really, really hard to try and stay in that game, but we couldn't. And that, you know, there isn't an answer to that. Sometimes you just got to accept that we were second today by some distance, and recognise the courage it took to stay in that contest and not go away, and roll it on to next week, because you get a look at the top of the table side, and we're not there. I don't think that's a massive surprise. And that was the top of the table side that found some form. They didn't play like that against Wasps, and that was as sharp as I've seen them for a while. Now, that we might be contributing to that, because we can't control speed of ball, but we couldn't control collision, we couldn't control footwork, we couldn't control everything. And changed at half time, just said, look, fella, stop kicking the ball, let's try and play, let's see where we end up. And, you know, we did some good things, but contest was over.
You were still in it, though, bizarrely, at six apiece at one time, although they had dominated those early stages.
What was that? Yeah, it was about 30 minutes, but we weren't in it, because there had been something like 89% in our 22. You're not in that. You're just waiting for something to blow. And, you know, if we'd have got to half-time, we could have maybe changed tactically to try. But for us as a side to be saying, let's play from our own line as the only way we can control ball, is hugely risky. And so we've just got to learn that that's the intensity. Can we play at that? Well, we can try and close the gap and see what happens. But at the moment, we're not a side that can play at that speed and that level of offloading and speed of thought. So we've got to wipe our wounds and move on to the next game.
The crowd didn't have much to shout about, but they stayed with you at the end. At least you gave them something to send them home with.
I think the crowd have a lot to shout about when you watch your home team throw themselves to the point of exhaustion. And, you know, I think that's a lot to shout about. I don't think everybody comes in necessarily thinking a try is something that shouts about. If my team represent me in a way that they give me everything I've got, then I'll shout all day for them. And I thought they were great at that. Just recognise when we get beat.
Three yellow cards tonight. Not going to suggest you're happy with that, but were you satisfied that they were worthy cards?
Well, we're under stress. Doesn't really matter. You know, if you're under that much stress, then the next thing's going to happen. That's not the same regard as the previous comments, and it shouldn't be merged into the previous 2 weeks. It's very different. We weren't under that sort of pressure against Irish, and we weren't under that sort of pressure against Leicester. Today was just about pressure and intensity, and the result of that is three people in the bin.